Today's Daf HaShavua Shir in Yerushalmi Brachas is dedicated to the memory of Dora Bas Yisrael Silver, Olah Shalom. It begins in the Oz V'Har edition on Daf Ayin Hey Amid Beis, 9 lines from the bottom of the Amid, with the first words on the line, Minayin La'edo Shehi Asara. In the Vilna edition, it is on Daf Nun Hey Amid Aleph. Begins the Gemara, Minayin La'edo Shehi Asara. How do we know that an Eda is 10? Our Gemara is referring back to the sugyas that we've learned before, that when you have a zimun with 10 people, Hashem's name is mentioned. Nevorech Elikeinu Shachalnu Mishaloi. And the Gemara understands that this follows the general rule of Kol Dorosha B'Kedusha Boi Asara. Anything of Kedusha, like reciting Kaddish or Kedusha in Shemayna Esrei, any of these things requires a minion. So if a group wants to say Elikeinu, they require 10. The Gemara also understands that this is learnt from a pasuk in Vayikra. V'nigdashti, as the Charedim brings down, in the left-hand column, 6 lines from the bottom, V'nigdashti b'soch, adas b'nei Yisrael. Mikan l'chol davar shebekedusha shetzar chasara. So when we start this Gemara, it seems to be a very simple Gemara, but as we'll soon see, there's much more than meets the eye. So let us begin with the simple, and then we'll go and understand it a little better. So we start with the Charedim. The Charedim brings the pasuk in Vayikra, Chav Beis, Lamed Beis, V'nigdashti, Besoy, Chadas, B'nei Yisrael. So we're speaking about Kedusha. So from here, he quotes a Gemara in Brachas, Daf Chav Aleph Amed Beis, Mikan, L'chol Davar Shebekedusha, Shetzar Chasar. So the Gemara is asking, that Eda which is written in the pasuk of Inigdashti Besoich Adas B'nei Yisrael, and from there you learn out that Kedusha has to be with 10, and that's why we're going to say Elikeinu with a Zimun of 10. We paskin, the halacha is, as we just learned in the Gemara before from Rava Amar Halacha Kemi Shoimer Echad Eser Ve'echad Eser Ribui. Whether it's 10 or I made a mistake in the last shir. Eser Ribui is not 10,000 as I was translating it, but Eser Ribui is 10 times 10,000. That's 100,000. It makes no difference whether you have 10 or whether you have 100,000. You always say Elikeinu. But the threshold for Elikeinu is 10, not less than 10. And this is learned from the Dashti B'Soich Hadas B'nei Yisrael. So the Gemara is asking, how do I know that that pasuk in Vayikra Chav Beis Lamed Beis, where it says Hadas, how do we know that means 10? Maybe it means 5. Maybe it means 20. How do we know that the threshold is 10? So on this, the Gemara answers, Rabov, Rabbi Yassi, B'Shem, Rabbi Yochanan, they said, Ne'emar Kan Eda. It says over here, by V'nigdashti, it says, B'Soich Hadas B'nei Yisrael, V'ne'emar L'Halon Eda. And it says, by the Meraglim, Eda, as the Charedim brings down, Divrei HaMaskil, V'ne'emar L'Halon Eda, 2 lines from the bottom, left-hand column, Admosai L'Eda Hara. Yotzi Yeshuva Kalev, there were 12 Meraglim. And the tzaddikim were Yeshuva Kalev, so they're not included. So when Hashem was complaining about the bad Eda, he was complaining about 10 Meraglim. So we see that Eda equals 10. So this Gemara seems to be very pashut. We have a pasuk in Nigdashti B'Soich Adas B'nei Yisrael, and we have a pasuk about a Meraglim on Moser La'Eda Ra. Eight over there means 10, so the pasuk of the Nigdashti, which is speaking about Dover Shabakadusha, Mikan, very partial, the Gemara and Brachas, Chafal from Beis, Mikan, the Chol Dover Shabakadusha, Shatar Chasara. The Gemara asked, how do I know Eda is 10? And the Gemara answered, Exe Rishava. Simple. Not as simple as it seems. One proof that it's not simple, we take a look in the Pnei Moshe. The Pnei Moshe quotes the same pasuk from Vayikra Chav Beis Lamed Beis, the fourth wide line in the right-hand column, but he leaves out one word. Yafinin is the first word on the line. Ne'emar kan, Vayikra Chav Beis Lamed Beis, V'nigdashti B'Soich B'nei Yisrael. What happened to the word Adas? The Charedim quoted the same pasuk, Vayikra Chav Beis Lamed Beis, but his pasuk is V'nigdashti B'Soich Adas B'nei Yisrael. Now we have to refer to the Chumash. You open up the Chumash, and who's right, the Charedim or the Pnei Moshe? The answer is, the Pnei Moshe is right. The Pasuk is V'nigdashti B'Soich B'nei Yisrael. So where does the Charedim get to put in the word Adas? And if Hadassah is not written in the Pasuk, what's the Gemara's kasher? Me nine le'edah she'i asara. There's no Hadassah in the Pasuk. What kind of Gzeir Shav is this to make Eidah, Eidah? There's no Eidah in the Pasuk of Nigdashti B'sarach B'nei Yisrael. Yes, by the Meraglim, there is. Admasel Eidah Ra. Okay, here it's Eidah, here it's Adas. That wouldn't be a problem. You can make Gzeir Shav if the two words are not exactly equal to each other. But if it's not, if it's missing, if it's not there, how can you make it? Then we could look up the Gemara and Brachas Chaf Alpha Mebeis. If we look up the Gemara there, it gets more perplexing, because the Gemara there doesn't even mention Eidu at all. The Haredim is quoting the Gemara in the Bavli. Brachas Chafal Mebeis, that makes this Gzeir Shav of Eidu, Mikan, Chol Dovah Shebegdu Shtar. And you look up there, and you'll see that it makes a totally different Gzeir Shav. And the Gzeir Shav is Toich Toich. Here it says, Vigdashti B'soich, we're going to quote the Pasuk the way it's in Chumash, the way the Pnei Moshe brings it down, Vigdashti B'soich B'nei Yisrael. And I have a pasuk by the Adas Korach where it says in Perik Hazayin Pasuk Chof Aleph, He bodlu mitoicha eda. Separate yourself, Bnei Korach, from Klal Yisrael. So we have toich toich. So just like over there, the Gemara says in Brachas Chafal from the Beit, just like over there, the Toich by the Bnei Korach was 10. So over here, from the Pasuk, he bought Lumi Toich Ha'eda. So the Pasuk over here, by Mekdash Bnei Yisrael, is also 10. There's not a word about Eda Eda in Brachas Chafal from the Beit. Where did the Haredim get it from? And secondly, how are you, let's say it's Toich Toich. What kind of Gzeir Shav is that? There's no 10 by Bnei Karach. The Bnei Karach, their whole eight of the Bnei Karach were much more than 10. The Bnei Yisrael from whom they are separating are certainly more than 10. So where do you get the number 10 there? The answer to all of these questions is a Masaris Hashas there in Brachas Chaf Aleph Amabez, where they bring down that look in Megillah, Daf Chaf Gimel Amid Beis, and you'll see from that Gemara that there are words missing in Brachas. Brachas is really saying the same thing as Megillah Chaf Gimel Amid Beis. There are words missing, and the Masoris Hashas there inserts the missing words, and then everything makes sense. And we in our sugya can find this in the Pirush of the Marav Fulda. If you look at the bottom of the Amid, which those, in the Ozvatar edition, those four lines are from the Marav Fulda, and you look in the second line, Divrei Maaseh V'Nemar Kan Eda, Hainu, He Bodlu Mitoicha Eda, that is from Korach, Uksiv V'Nigdashti B'Soich B'nei Yisrael, V'Yalfinen B'Gzei Rishava Hai Toich Min Mitoicha Eda. So what the Marav Fulda tells us, which is the Gemara Megillah Chaf Gimel Amud Beis, is that there's a double Gzeir Shav here. The first Gzeir Shav is like the Gemara in Brachas starts, the Toich Toich part. I have He Bodlu Mitoich Eida by Bnei Korach. I don't know number 10 yet, but I have a relationship between the words Toich and Eida from Korach. I have now Gzeir Shava Toich Tu V'Nigdashti B'Soich Bnei Yisrael. The Haredim has the word Adas. In the Pasuk, it doesn't say Adas. It's like the Pnei Moshe says, V'Nigdashti B'Soich Bnei Yisrael. But once I have the Gzeir Shava of Toich Toich, that allows me to take the word Eida, which I find by Bnei Korach, Ibadlu Mitoich O'Eida Zois, and through the Gzeir Shava of Toich Toich, I transplant, or I copy and paste the Eida from the Bnei Korach, and I put the Eida now in the Pasuk of Nigdashti B'Soich, as the Haredim says, Adas Bnei Yisrael. The Haredim is starting our Gemara on the premise of the Toich Toich. Our Gemara also starts with the Eda, because the Gemara apparently assumes you know the Bavli Megillah Chaf Gimel Amud Beis, that we're starting out with Toich Toich. We're starting out with Korach, and we're making a copy and paste to Toich of Nigdashti B'Soich. We put in the word Eda, and the way you have to put it there in the Pasuk is Nigdashti B'Soich Adas B'nei Yisrael. Enter the Haredim. That's the point where the Haredim is explaining, because the Haredim is explaining our Gemara that starts from Eda. Once I have Eda in the Pasuk of Nigdashti B'Soich B'nai Yisrael. I put in the word Eidam, Nikdash, Dibesach, Adas B'nai Yisrael. Ah, now I can make a second Gzeira Shava. Where's the second Gzeira Shava to? That's to the Meruglim. Admosaila Eidor Razois. I have Eidav, I Nikdashti through Toich Toich from Kairach. And now, how many are in the Eidah? That's our Gemara. Minayin La'edah Shiasar. How do you know that word that we copy and pasted from Kairach to V'Nikdashti B'Soich Adas B'nei Yisrael the Charedim? How do you know that that Eidah is 10? So Rabban Rabbi Yassi say, because now that I copy and pasted Eidah into the V'Nikdashti, so now I can make a Gzeirah Shavah, and Nemar Kan Eidah through the Gzeirah Shavah of Toich Toich, and Nemar Lahalan Eidah by the Meraglim, my Eidah Shnemar Lahalan Asara, because Yotzi Yeshua of a Kalev, there's only 10, Af Eidah Shnemar Kan through the Gzeirah Shavah of Toich Toich, that is also Asara, and now you see it in the Merafulda. The Merafulda says, Nemar Kan Eidah, second wide line at the bottom, Hainu, he bought the Mitoich Eidah, Kairach, Uksiv Nikdash Mitoich. So we have the Alfinim Gzeirah Shavah High Toich Mitoich Eidah. So now I have Eidah by the Minigdashti. Va'acharkach Eidah Min Eidah Dasara. Then I learn a second Gzeirah Shavah of Minigdash Mitoich Bnei Yisrael from the Eidah. V'nigdashti b'soich adas b'nei Yisrael from the aid of the Meraglim. Uksiv v'nigdashti. Now that I've done this double gzeirah shavah, I have 10, and I've put the 10 into the pasuk of the Nigdashti. V'shmami noi dov shebekdusha pachas mi'asara. And if you look in the Masoris Hashas in Brachas, Daf, Chofalo Famid Beis, which the Charedim quotes here, the Gemara only quotes the first gzeirah shavah, Toich Toich. The Masoris Hashas provides the second gzeirah shavah of Eidah Eidah, and it ends off. From here we see that Dovah Shabidusha is Asara. A double Gzeirah Shavah puts the Eidah into the Toich of Nigdashti. Then we're able to make Gzeirah Shavah to the Meraglim, that it means the number 10. So the Gemara is not as simple as it seems, but through the Masoris Hashas in Brachas Chaf Aleph Amid Beis and the Gemara in Megillah Chaf Gimel Amid Beis, we understand the Yerushalmi that has condensed it into its normal short pattern and has not brought down the Toich Toich, it has only brought down the Eidah Eidah, Mikan, that Dover Shebe Kedusha is Basara. Now the Gemara is going to learn a different way. Amar Rab Simon, I have a different Gzeirah Shavah. Nemer kan toich and nemer lahalm toich, but this is a different toich than the hibodlu mitoich ha'ed of the bnei Kairach. It says here in Nikdashti b'soich bnei Yisrael. It says toich by the bnei Yosef when they went to get food from Mitzrayim. Vayavoy bnei Yisrael lishbar bar b'toich aboyim. They came to get food from those who entered into Mitzrayim to get food during the hunger. Ma toich amar lahalm asara. Just like there were 10 bnei Yisrael who came down to Mitzrayim to get food. Afkan Asar, so over here also, even Nikdashti B'soich, B'nai Yisrael, Zehra Shavah from the Toich of the B'nai Yisrael, Lishbor Bar, B'toich HaBoim, just like there's 10 here, it's also 10. Amalei Rabbi Yossi Bar Bun. If you're going to learn it out, not the way we learned it before, from the double Gzeirah Shavah, you're going to learn out Toich Toich from the B'nai Yisrael coming down to Mitzrayim to get food. Sagin Inun. There are many. So here we have a difference of pshat between the Meforshim. Many Meforshim learn that Sagi Inan means, as the you look here in the last line of the Marav Fulda, Sagi Inan Harbeim Sharei B'toich Alaboyim Koi Veim Amitzrim Aboyim Nami Lishbor Bar. It says the 10 sons came amongst those who came. So the B'toich is not going on the sons. The B'toich is going there amongst all the other people. So the Gemara understands that it's not referring to the B'nai Yisrael. It's referring to the B'nai Mitzrayim, who are they're part of that big group of the B'nai Mitzrayim. They are much more than 10. That's how the Marav Fulda and others learn. If you look into the B'nai Moshe learns that you're going with Toich. I'll show you many Toichs where it doesn't refer to 10, it refers to much more than 10. One of them is Hibodlu Mitoich Eida, and another one also in the same Indian is V'loy Hoya B'toich Eida Enoy Adim Al Hashem Al Dvar Kairach. Also, It's being about Teich there, and it's being about the Inyan of Kairach, and there was much more than 10, says the Pnei Maisha, third line from the bottom of the Pnei Maisha, Risham Harbing Masorahoyu. Ah. So therefore, we slug up the Gzer Shabbat of Teich Teich from Vayavoyim Nei Solis Bar Bar, but Teich Aboyim. Ella, back to the Gemara, three lines from the bottom of the Yomid, Ella Namer Khan B'nei Yisrael, it says in the Gdashi, B'Soich B'nei Yisrael, V'Namer Laham B'nei Yisrael, it says over there, Vayavoyu B'nei Yisrael, Lish Bar Bar, Ma B'nei Yisrael, Shnei B'nei Yisrael, sorry, just like the B'nei Yisrael that's over there. It's speaking about 10, Afkan Asar, so here Vinigdashti Besoich B'nei Yisrael is also speaking about 10, and it says Kedusha, so from here we learn out that Kaldor Shabbat Kedusha Boy Asar, and that's why if you want to say Lekainu with a Zimun in benching, you also need 10 people, a threshold of 10 before you could say Hashem's name in benching Nevorech Lekainu. Continues the Gemara on the last line of the Amid. Ma mekaimin rabbanan tamid Rabbi Yosi Aglili. What do the rabbanan do with the reasoning of Rabbi Yosi Aglili? So first of all, we should remember that the Chareidim told us that the rabbanan is really Rabbi Akiva. Why is Rabbi Akiva called the rabbanan? Because since we learned before that Rava said the locha is like the one who says echad aser ve'echad aser rivoy, whether it's 10 or 10 times 10,000, which is 100,000. Once you've reached the threshold of 10, it's always Nevorech Elokeinu. There is no change in the nusach of the Zimun when you get to 100 or 1,000 or 10,000 or 100,000. It always remains the same, just as when you say 10. So that's why the Gemara here refers to Rabbi Akiva as the Rabbanan. So ask the Gemara, what does Rabbi Akiva, who we call the Rabbanan, do with the reasoning of Rabbi Yosef Lili? L'chai Rabbi Yosef Lili has a pasuk on his side, because it says b'makelois, which refers to every kehillah. It seems to be saying, like Rabbi Yosef Lili, that you have to bless Hashem. B'makelois is borchus Hashem. You have to bless Hashem for each group. Each group has its own nusach, its own way of blessing HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Answers the Gemara, there's a question how to learn here, but most Mefarshim learn that this is the first teretz of the Gemara. B'makelois b'chol kehillah v'kehillah. You thought that the plural lashon of makelois is that it changes depending on how large that particular call is. 10, 100, 1,000, etc. No, it's called Kehillah Vekillah. Each group from 10 and above has the same bracha. Let's look in the Rosh Cirillo. In the left-hand column, the last two lines, B'makelos b'chol kehillah v'kehillah, kol asara v'asara d'alma. The plural of makelos is going on every group of 10. If you have 10 groups of 10, each group says Elokeinu. You have 100 groups of 10, each group of 10 says Elokeinu. Av lav lemember, it's not coming to tell us, as Rabbi Yosi Aglili said, that kol roiv kol ikka bracha chadosha. The Makelis is not saying there's a plurality of nuschois that you change depending on the size of the kehillah. That's not the plural of Makelis. The plural of Makelis is that as many groups of 10 that you have, each group will say Elokeinu. But in fact, if you have 100 or 1,000 or 10,000 or 100,000, it's just the same as if you would have 10. There is no change. So this is the first teretz of how the Rabban and Rabbi Akiva will answer the raya of Rabbi Yosef Aglili. Continues the Gemara in Daf Ayin Vav Amid Aleph. Amar Rabbi Chanina. Rabbi Chanina gives a second teretz to the kasha. Amar Rabbi Chanina, Rabbi Avua, b'makelas ksiv. If you look at the ksiv in the pasuk, the way it's written, we know there's kri and ksiv. There are words in the Torah that are read one way, but if you look in Tanakh how they're written differently. So Rabbi Chanina, Rabbi Avua says the way the ksiv is in the singular, so I learn out that all groups are one group. There's no change, says Rabbi Akiva. There's no change between a large group or a small group or a larger group. It's all one kehillah, has the same nusach of Nevorech Elokeinu. So it comes out that according to Rabbi Yosef Aglili, using this Teretz of Chanina Bered Rav Avuha, according to Rabbi Yossi Aglili, we go after the creed, the way you read the Pasuk, which is in the plural. And that's why Rabbi Yossi Aglili says each group, depending on its size, has a different Nusach and the Zimun. Or do you go after the Ksiv, the way Rabbi Akiva learns it, which we call the Chacham, the way the Rabbanon learn it, which is singular, that all groups have one singular Nusach of Nevarech Elokeinu. And other places in Shas, we also have an identical machloikus between Rabbi Yossi Aglili and Rabbi Akiva, whether you go after the creed the way it's written, the way Rabbi Yossi Aglili's sheet is, or whether you go after the Ksiv, the way Rabbi Akiva's Shita is. So here, they are Lishitasayu. This is consistent with their Shita elsewhere in Shas, whether you go after the Kree, like Rabbi Yossi Aglili, or after the Ksiv, according to Rabbi Akiva. The interesting thing is that if we look up this Pasuk, we will indeed find that in our Tanakh, our Mesorah is that the Ksiv of this word is not in the singular, it's in the plural. There is no Ksiv of Makhelas singular. And if we look in the Gemara in Shabbos, Dafnun Hamid Beis, and in Tosfos there, and in the Gilyan Hashas from Rabbi Akiva Eger, he shows that this is found many times where the Mesorah that Chazal had in the Bavli or in the Yerushalmi is not the same as our Mesorah today. For example, here, our Mesorah is in the Ksiv. It's written in plural, and according to this Yerushalmi, in the Ksiv, it's written in the singular. And Rabbi Akiva Eger there brings many proofs that this happens very often in Shas, Bavli, and Yerushalmi, Ayin Shom. Continues the Gemara, Amar Rabbi Akiva, Mamet Sin, Basic Knesset. Rabbi Akiva brought a similar halacha concerning Kriyas HaTorah, where once we reach 10 and we say Birchas HaTorah so that we can read from the Torah on Mondays, Thursdays, Shabbos, Yom Tovim, Rosh Chodeshim. So what do we say there? We say one thing. We don't change if there's 100 people, 1,000 people in shul. We say Baruch Hu Es Hashem. However, Rabbi Shmuel disagreed with Rabbi Akiva, and Rabbi Shmuel said that the nusach of the bracha in shul before Kriyas HaTorah is Baruch Hashem HaMavarach, and we have learned that the halacha is, like Rabbi Shmuel, Baruch Hashem HaMavarach. The Gemara is going to say a story that relates to this machloikus between Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Chiya Bar Ashi kom mikri barais. Rabbi Chiya Bar Ashi got up, as was the derech. Whoever would get an aliyah, he would be the one to read that portion from the Torah. So he got up to read from the Torah. He had to make a bracha before he would read in the Torah. V'omar, Baruch Hu. He said, Baruch Hu es Hashem. V'lo yomar hamavarach. He said like Rabbi Akiva, he didn't say like Rabbi Shmuel. Boin mishaske. So the Tzibur wanted to hush him up. They wanted to stop him, and they wanted him to repeat it the correct way. Their minig in the shul was, according to the halacha, Baruch Hashem HaMavarach, like Rabbi Shmuel. He was saying it incorrectly. They wanted him to repeat it correctly. Amar lo Rav. So Rav was there, and Rav said to them, Arfune, as the Pnei Marsh explains in the top line of the left-hand column, Hinichu Oisoi, the Rabbi Akiva who noeg. He is being noeg like Rabbi Akiva. So leave him alone. Arfune de Noe Rabbi Akiva. He's being noeg like Rabbi Akiva. If we look in the Marav folder, around 10 lines down, Divrei Amaschil Arfune, in the right hand column, he nicho, leave him alone. De Noe Rabbi Akiva. He's noeg like Rabbi Akiva. Uman de Noe Rabbi Akiva. Even though the Loch is like Rabbi Shmuel, but someone who's noig in this Indian like Rabbi Akiva only to say Baruch Hashem, Afagav, the Sphere Lon Rabbi Shmuel, even though we pass like Rabbi Shmuel, Baruch Hashem, Hamid Voirach, a Mishaskin Oisoi, since he has Rabbi Akiva to rely on, there is no reason to be Mishasik him, to hush him up, make him repeat it, as Baruch Hashem, Hamid Voirach, he saw him on Rabbi Akiva. The problem with the Marav Fulda is that L'chayra, if the minig of the Tzibur was Kalocha, we know a person in these inyanim has to follow whatever the local minig is. So if, in fact, Rav Chiya bar Ashi was going against the minig of that shul, why did Rav say leave him alone? Even if he had Rabbi Akiva to rely on. But we don't paskin like Rabbi Akiva. We paskin like Rabbi Shmuel. And that was the minig of the Tzibur. If you're in a Tzibur that does one way, you have to follow the way of the Tzibur. So the Meiri says, Einechanami, that Rav Chiya bar Ashi should have followed the Tzibur. However, Rav felt that Rav Chiya bar Ashi didn't know the minig of the Tzibur. He didn't know our minig, that it's Baruch Hashem Hamed Vayrach, and therefore, by hushing him up and trying to force him to say the bracha the right way, we're embarrassing him. And since he didn't know that our minig was Baruch Hashem Hamed Vayrach, we should not hush him up and embarrass him from his lack of knowledge of our minig. This is how the Meiri learns pshat here, why Rav said to leave Rav Chiya bar Ashi alone. And now, so Amar Lo Rav, Rav said, Arpune, leave him alone, denoik Rabbi Akiva, he's being noik like Rabbi Akiva. And therefore, as the Meiri says, we shouldn't embarrass him, he didn't know our minig, and therefore we shouldn't embarrass him by hushing him up, he was following Rabbi Akiva, and he was unaware of our minig. Continues the Gemara, another similar story in another Indian that has to do with Kriyas HaTorah. Rav Zeira kom mikri kaim bimkaim Levi. Rav Zeira got up to read in the Torah, and he was a Kayin. And there was no Levi in Shul, so he got bimkaim Levi. He got two Aliyahs. Ubirich lefaneh l'achareh. And on each Aliyah, he made a bracha before reading the Torah, and he made a bracha after reading the Torah. Uboin mishaske. And the Tzibur wanted to hush him up, because the minig of the Tzibur was not to make a bracha in this case for each aliyah. To give some background, the minig originally was, for example, Mondays and Thursdays, when you have three olam to the Torah, the first ola would make the bracha before reading the Torah, the third ola would make the bracha after reading the Torah, and the middle person, the second ola, would not make any bracha. He'd be yotze the first bracha from the first person. He'd be yotze the last bracha from the last person. So the first person only made one bracha the one before. The middle person made no bracha. The third person made the bracha after. However, the Gemara Megillah tells us that Chazal changed this because they were worried about people who would, for example, come in late to shul. They would come at the, let's say, third aliyah. They would not hear a bracha before Kriyas HaTorah. They would only hear the bracha after Kriyas HaTorah. They would think that on Kriyas HaTorah, you only have to make a bracha afterwards. The same thing with the person who was there for the Kohen, let's say, for the first aliyah. And if the Kohen would not make a bracha afterwards, and this person would walk out after the first aliyah, he would think that for reading the Torah, it's only required to make a bracha before reading the Torah, not after. So therefore, Chazal were masakin that each person had to make two brachas. The first person, the middle person, the last person, one bracha before, one bracha after. So Rab Zeira said that this same halacha applies if the Kayin gets two aliyahs. Somebody could come in when the Kohen got the Bimkom Levi. He wouldn't hear a bracha before. He would only hear a bracha after. Or he would be there for the Kohen, the first aliyah. He would hear a bracha before and not after. And he would think you only have to make one bracha. So therefore, whether it's three people getting aliyahs or whether the Kohen gets two aliyahs, the reason of the takana still applies, that in front and after each aliyah, a bracha should be made. And that's why he did it. He got Kayin, he made two brachas. He got Levi, made two brachas. However, the Olam there was of the opinion that the Takana of Chachazal is only when it's three different aliyahs. But where one person is getting two aliyahs, he makes a bracha before the first aliyah, he makes a bracha after the second aliyah. So they wanted to hush him up. Amalan Rav Chiya bar Ashi, Rav Chiya bar Ashi told them, Arpune, leave him alone. Dechein ina nehigin gabayu, because that is what they do where he is in Bavel, and therefore he didn't know our minig, and it's not proper for us to embarrass him by hushing him up.
In the Gemara before, we had two incidents where
Amoraim who were going to read in the Torah did things differently than the Tzibur. And similarly, the Gemara now brings where Ezra HaSofer, when it came his turn to be reading in the Torah, we also find that he did something different than had been done before. Begins the Gemara on the first wide line, the fifth word, Ksiv. It says in the Navi, Vayivorech Ezra Hashem Ho Elikim HaGadol, that Ezra blessed Hashem Elikim, the Great One. As the Gemara, Ba'men argues, according to the Rosh Cirillo, is Ba'meh Gidloi. In what way did Ezra make Hashem great and big? And the Gemara answers, according to the Rosh Cirillo, Gidloi B'Shem HaMefarish. He made him great with the Shem HaMefarish. As the Pnei Moshe explains here, Shehizkir Hashem Kiksavoy. Because we know that Hashem has a ksiv and a kri. The ksiv is yudke vavke, and the kri is adni. And Ezra pronounced Hashem's name the way it's written. We have to understand, in fact, what was his heter. Apparently he did it beheter. We know the Gemara says, Zesh, on the pasuk, Zesh Shmi Lo'olam, this is my name forever, V'zeh Zichru L'dor V'dor, and this is how I am remembered in each generation. Chazal say, Lo'i K'moish Ani Nichtav Ani Nisker. It's not the way I'm written that I am mentioned, that I'm remembered from one generation to the other. I'm written with Yud-Kei Vav-Kei, but we don't pronounce that name of Hashem, and I am remembered with the name of Adni. How Ezra was able to call Hashem by his written name is Tzarchian, but apparently he had a heter to do so. So that was Vayivorech Ezra Hashem Elikim HaGodol. He made him great because he used the name of Hashem that was written, the Shem HaMefarish. Rav Masna says, Gidloy, again according to the Rosh Cirillo, he made him great, Bivracha, in the Bracha, as the Gemara now is going to explain. Rav Simon Shem Rav Shu Malevi, Lama Nikran Sheknes Agdoyla, why were they called the men of the great assembly? What did they do great? Sheherziru Hagidulo Liyoshna. They brought back the greatness of Hashem to its original state. In the Bavli, we have the Lashon Herziru HaTorah Liyoshna, the crown of Hashem, as the Rosh Cirillo brings down in the right hand column, Gidloi Bivracha, the third line, Sheomar Baruch Hashem Elikei Yisrael, Hakel Hagodol Hagibur Vanoira. And this pasuk of Nehemiah was done ubaaskomas kol beis dinoi anshiknes agdoil, as the Gemara in Yuma on daf samach tes amid beis tells us. And now the Gemara is going to explain exactly how this worked. Amar Pinchas, Moshe hiskin mad beis shel tefillah hakel agdoil agibur vanoira. Not that Moshe actually made the text of the Tefillah, because the Shemoneh Esrei was made later in the times of the Anshe Knesset HaGedolah. But the Anshe Knesset HaGedolah used the verbiage of Moshe Rabbeinu. What did Moshe Rabbeinu say in Devarim Perek Yud Pasuk Yud Zayin? Ki Hashem Elokeichem Hu Hakel HaGadol HaGibur VaNoira Asher Layis upon him. He doesn't favor anyone, and he is the great, powerful, and awesome Hashem. So then, that's what Moshe said. And from that, the Anshe Knesset HaGedolah took the Shemoneh Esrei to include at the beginning of Shemoneh Esrei, Hakel HaGadol HaGibur VaNoira. However, Yirmiyah, in the times of Yirmiyah, which was in the time of the Churban, Hakel HaGadol HaGibur VaLoyomer HaNoira. Yirmiyah just said the great God and the powerful God, but he didn't say HaNoira, the awesome God. Lama Amar HaGibur, why did he say the powerful one? Of course we could apply the attribute of Gibor Takarish Baruch Hu. He sees the Churban of his house, the Beis HaMikdash. The enemies are coming and destroying the Beis HaMikdash. And he keeps quiet, as the Haredim says, Kaivish Kasei. The natural tendency would be for him to get angry at the enemies who are destroying the Beis HaMikdash, but he controls his Kas. as the Marav Fulda says, in the middle of the right-hand column, V'hainu ha'gvura she'yochel lamed ba'atzmei v'lishtaik, he's able to control himself and be quiet. And as the Yofem Mare explains, Ezeu gibur ha'kavish es yitzra, it says in Pirkei Avos, who is considered a gibur? The one who controls his yitzra. So the natural tendency would be for Hashem to react when the enemies are destroying his house, the base of Mikdash. And he controlled himself and did not react. That is Ezeu gibur ha'kavish es yitzra. That's the gvura, the power of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So Yirmiyah said HaGvura, but he didn't say HaNoira. Ask the Gemara, the Lama Loy Omar Noira. He said Gvura. Why didn't he say Noira? Ela She'ein Noira Ela Beis HaMikdash. Hashem's mid of Noira is associated with the Beis HaMikdash. Shenemar Noira Elohim HaMikdash Echa. Your awesomeness, Hashem, is taken from your Beis HaMikdash. Once there was no Beis HaMikdash because of the Churban, so it's not appropriate to use the term Noira in connection with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Daniel had a different approach. Daniel Omar Akel HaGadol VaNoira. He did say Noira, V'loy Omar HaGibor, but he didn't say HaGibor. And why didn't he say HaGibor? The Gemara explains, Bon of Mesurin B'Kar Loren, his children are given over in shackles. They were taken into Golis in shackles. Heichen u'gvur oisai, where is his power? He looks very feeble. He looks that he doesn't have power. He's not able to stop his children being taken into captivity. Asks the Marav Fulda, before we said that itself was the Gevurah of Hashem, that he was shaysek, that he didn't react when the enemies were doing bad things, destroying the base of Mikdash, or taking his children into captivity in shackles. So why do we say that Daniel did not say HaGibor, Yirmiyah did in the same situations. So the Marav Fulda brings down from the Yifei Mare that no, and I quote, Hainu b'shas churban. That is appropriate at the time of the churban when he should have reacted and he didn't. That's called the Gvura. But Avaloi Shivim Shana b'Bavel. But this is speaking already after 70 years in Bavel and they're still in Golis, they're still in shackles. That's the pshat of the Marav Fulda, the name of the Yifei Mare. So in Daniel's time, he felt there's no more Gvura. We can't use Gvura for Hashem. V'lama Amar HaNoira. Why did he say HaNoira if Yirmiyah did not say HaNoira? Lozen o likris Noira bin Noira sh'asolana b'kivshana eish. Even though Yirmiyah had a pasuk Noir Elikim Shecho, and there was no Beis HaMikdash now, but there was another place where the Noiros of Hashem were shown, and that was when Nuchanetzer made a pesel, an idol, and he commanded everybody to bow down to the idol, and Hananiah Mishael Azariah refused, and they were thrown into a furnace of fire, and it did not burn them. They were miraculously saved. So that episode, that also showed the awesomeness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that ness. And therefore, although Daniel did not use HaGibor, he was able to use HaNoiram. V'kiv and Shamdu Anshkenes HaGdoilah. So now we had Yirmiyahu did not say HaNoiram. Daniel did not say HaGibor, but when the Anshei Knesset HaGedolah came, and they were Misakin Shemoneh Esrei, what did they put into the Shemoneh Esrei? Hechziru HaGedul Yosh, they brought back the Gvura, the greatness of Hashem, to its original state, and they said, HaKel HaGedol HaGibor VaHanoira, and that's why they're called the Anshei Knesset HaGedolah, because they brought back the greatness of Hashem to its original state. Ask the Gemara, how could Yirmiyah and Daniel in their times be memayet in the covet of HaKadosh Baruch Hu u'basar v'dam yesh by koich litin kitzva l'dvar malalu, as the Pnei Moshe explains approximately eight lines before the wide lines of the Pnei Moshe. Bitmia v'chiheich asu kitzva yirmi v'daniel lifchoysu l'mayet mishvach v'izbaruch l'fidaitam, because they didn't see the Noira or the Gvura in their times, so they limited the praise that we give to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. How could they do such a thing? Amar Rabbi Yitzchak ben Elazar, the Gemara answers, or Yitzchak ben Elazar says, Yoid in Heina Nevi'im, Shelo Kain Im Amiti. The Nevi'im knew that their God represents total truth. Ve'einon machnifin loy, and they would not use vain flattery. Says the Pnei Moshe, right before the Mishnah, Ve'einon machnifin loy, loy markein lefi azman, shayoim deboy, shein yoid in drach of Yisborach, Boruchu. The ways of Hashem are, he's a truthful God. He does not expect his Nevi'im to say something which they don't feel. The Chredim points out in the top line on the right hand column, Mechzir Agdula, Nosnu Lev Loimer Harei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Osid Lahachzir HaMigdush, Elohai Tzibana Mikai Lorin. You don't want to say Migdush and therefore there's no Leroyce. You don't want to say Gibor Daniel because your children 70 years after the Korban are still in shackles. Valshem Ha'asid Karo. They were able to see in the future. The Kenasa Dami. Hashem is going to bring back the base of Migdush. He's going to remove the shackles. The Klal Yisrael will come back from Golis. And therefore they, the Anshei Nesach Gedolah, brought back Hechziru Agdul Yoishna because they were able to project in the future. And it was as if it was already done. They were able to see the base of Migdush rebuilt. They were able to see that Bnei Yisrael were out of chains. And therefore they had a right to say Hakel Hagodol Hagibur Vanoira. Daniel and Yirmiyah, who only were able to focus on the present, and in the present, Yirmiyah did not see the Neirois of Hashem, and Daniel did not see the Gevurois of Hashem, and since Hashem is an Amiti, they did not say what they did not see, but the Anshei Knesset HaGdolah were able to project to the future, and they said everything, Hakel, Hagadol, Hagibor, Vahanoira. And this is what Ezra brought back, Gidloi Bivracha. That's what Ramasna says, that he was part of the Anshei Knesset HaGdolah who brought back this Lashon of Hakel, Hagadol, Hagibor, Vahanoira. Begins the next Mishnah, Halacha Dalit, Shloch Shishach Lukachas, three people that ate together in one group, Ein Rishayin Lechalik. They cannot divide themselves up. As the Haredim says, Mekivin Shechol Aleim Chayv Zimun. Once they have an obligation to have Zimun, they cannot divide up, they have to make a Zimun. V'chein arba, v'chein chamisha, and the same with 4 and 5, says the Haredim. Ein ashloish mezam la'atzma yochad yichalik me'am. Three cannot divide themselves into a group, and the one individual who's number 4 or the two individuals number 5 will be separate. The iunami ikve b'chayv zimun, because the one or two of the group of 4 and 5, they also are chayv and zimun. The whole group has to stay together. Shisha continues the mission in the chlok and avasara. 6 could divide up till 10. Explains the Haredim, Kedei Zimun Lakan and Kedei Zimun Lakan. You have 6, so you can do 3 and 3. You have 9, you can do 3 groups of 3. Everybody can divide, as long as they have a minimum of 3 people, up till 10. But Vasora ain't no nechlokin at you, Esther, the Mishnah says, 10 cannot divide up until you have 20, says the Haredim. Why can't at 10, Adasora, Divri Amasla Adasora, Avalasora, Enechloket, the Ichaiv Lubizimin, Jayspor Haskor Sashem. At 10, they can't divide up, let's say, 2 groups of 5. Because they're already Chayiv in a Zimun which will say Elikenu. If they're going to divide up, they won't be able to say Elikenu. Until you have 20, says the Haredim, V'oz Yichalku Shtei Chaburis Im Yirtzu. Of course, it would be better if they, let's say, all 20 bench together. But if they want, they can divide up into 2 groups of 10 because they will not be forfeiting the ability to say Elokeinu by dividing up into 2 groups of 10. But up till 20, they have to, let's say there's only 18 people, then all 18 have to remain together because they're all chayv in a zimun of 10 of Elokeinu. The Gemara now is going to bring in an inyan of a person benching, and he forgot to say Ritzei on Shabbos, or Yalvi Yavoi on Rosh Chodesh. And what is the Shach Star Mishnah? So the Rosh Cirillo in the Sugi here explains that our Mishnah said a klal right at the beginning, Shloisha Shach Luka'achas Einin Roshon L'chalik. Through this discussion of forgetting to say Ritzei on Shabbos, we are going to come to an incident where people who were benching together forgot to say Ritzei on Shabbos. And from that halacha, the Rosh Cirillo understands that the Gemara is trying to teach us that there is an exception to the rule. There is a time when three who ate together in a certain circumstance, even though they're going to be benching, but they will not have to make a zimun together. So let us now, with this Hagdama, see the Gemara. Begins the Gemara. Tani, it was taught, Hoya Yoshev Oichel B'Shabbos, if a person was eating on Shabbos, V'Shochach, and he forgot V'Hiskir Shal Shabbos, and he didn't say Ritzei, does he have to repeat benching or not? Rav Omer Choyzer. And the Pnei Moshe here says, Choyzer L'Roish, he has to go back to the beginning of benching. Ushmul Omer, and Shmuel said, Eino Choyzer, he does not have to go back to the beginning of benching. And the Mephorshim explain that the Machloikis over here between Rav Shmuel is dependent on another question, and that is, does a person have a chiv to eat pas on Shabbos? Rav says, yes, he does. If so, if there's a chiv to eat pas, so Mela, there's an obligation to bench over the pas, to say Birchas Hamazon. And therefore, on Shabbos, where they were Misakin Ritzei, since you have to bench properly, and Ritzei is part of the benching, you didn't say Ritzei. You have to start over again from the beginning of benching. However, Shmuel's of the opinion that you don't have to eat bread on Shabbos. If so, there is no obligation to bench. So although if you do eat bread and you bench, you have to say Ritzei, but if you forgot Ritzei, it's not ma'akev, because really you don't have to eat bread and bench on Shabbos Me'ikra Din, and that's why Shmuel says, Eina Chayzer. Shimon Barba, B'Shem Rabbi Yochanan, Shimon Barba said in the name of Rabbi Yochanan concerning Yalav V'Yovir on Rosh Chodesh, Sofik Hisker Shal Rosh Chodesh, Sofik Lo Hisker, if it's a Sofik weather, I don't remember whether I said Yalav V'Yovir on Rosh Chodesh or not, Ein Machzir Nesoy, he doesn't have to repeat it. Now, what is this for of Rabbi Yochanan? Should we say, since it's a Sofik, therefore he can be Makel? Well, if we just go with the din of Suffolk here, we should say Machzir Nesoy, because since Yalav V'Yovir you said only once in a while, we would assume that a person will go with his hergel, what he's used to. Every day throughout this month, when it was not Rosh Chodesh, he did not say Yalav V'Yovir. So probably, we would assume that he didn't say Yalav V'Yovir on Rosh Chodesh either. Therefore, we really have to say that Rabbi Yochanan holds that even if he knew for sure that he didn't say Yalav V'Yovir, he would not have to repeat benching, because again, Rabbi Yochanan holds there's no chiv to eat pas on Rosh Chodesh. So even if you knew that you didn't say Yalav V'Yovir, you would not have to repeat it. Similar to what Shmuel said by Shabbos, there's no chiv to eat pas according to Shmuel. You don't have to repeat benching if you forgot to say Ritzei. So too by Rosh Chodesh, there's no chiv to eat pas. So if you did not say Yalav V'Yovir, you would not have to repeat it. If so, why did Rabbi Yochanan only say it by Suffolk? He could have said it then even by Vadai. And the Mephorshim explained that we have to say Rabbi Yochanan was asked this shaila. A person had a suffix, and Rabbi Yochanan paskin in this case a machzir nesoy. But really, the svar of Rabbi Yochanan is not because it was a suffix. The svar of Rabbi Yochanan is there's no chiv ti pas, and even if you vada knew that you forgot Yalav V'Yovir, you would not have to repeat the benching. Says the Gemara, we find Ashkach Tani Upalik. We find a brisa which argues on Rabbi Yochanan. The Brisa states, "Kol Yom Sheish by Korban Musav, every day where in the Beis Hamikdash there was a Korban Musav, Kegoyin Rosh Chodesh or Chol Shomoyed or Chol Amoyed, if a person forgot to say Yalav V'Yovir, Tzarech Lahaskir Mein Amoyra." So the din is that he has to mention a special thing about this special day, which means he would have to say Yalav V'Yovir in Loy Hisker. But what happens if he forgot to say Yalav V'Yovir? Machzir Nesoy, he has to go back to the beginning of benching in any day which has a korban musaf. The halacha is he has to go back if he forgot to the beginning of a benching. So here is the kasha on Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan said that by Rosh Chodesh, if you forgot Yalav V'Yovir, Vaday or Safik, you don't have to repeat from the beginning. And in this brisa, we see that they argue on Rabbi Yochanan. They say that you would have to repeat from the beginning because a korban musaf is brought on Rosh Chodesh. And then the brisa continues, V'chol she'ein boy korban musaf, kegoyin Chanukah Purim, and any yomtiv where there is no korban musaf, like Chanukah Purim, tzorech la Oscar Main Amoira, you have to say something special about the day, which will be Al Hanisim, but in Loy Hisker, Ein, so in that case, if you forgot to mention it, you do not repeat benching. The Gemara now relates a story pertaining to these halachas. Chana Bar Abba v'chavraya, Chana Bar Abba and his group, his friends, Havayasvin, Achlam v'Shabbat, they were sitting together and they were eating on Shabbos.
Minda Achanu Birchin. Once they finished eating and they benched, they said Birchas Hamazon. Kam Azulei. So he left the group and he went away. After some time, he came back. He found that they were benching again. Omar, he said, haven't we benched already? What are you benching again for? They told him, we are benching, yes, a second time. We benched once, we have to bench again, as we turn to Daf Ayin Vav Amid Beis. The Ashkechon Madbara de Shabbos, because we forgot to mention Shabbos, we forgot to say Ritzei, and this is what the Gemara's Shaychus is to the Sugya before. In other words, they held like Rav. Rav says, and that's in fact the Halacha, that if you forgot to say Ritzei on Shabbos, you have to be Choyzer Meirosh. So now the Rosh Cirillo says, this is why we brought in this whole inyan of forgetting Ritzei, because this will teach us a halacha in Zimun. The question is, let's see the Rosh Cirillo inside. It's the last Rosh Cirillo on Ein Vav Amid Aleph in the left-hand column, the last two lines, Ashkechinan Berach, and he found that they were benching. V'loi karo, they did not look for him. They did not call him back. So why didn't they call him back? They should have made a Zimun again with him. He was part of the group. How could they let him split from the group now that they have to bench over again? No, Shekfar Zimnu. They already made a Zimun. Imoy with him, with Chanan Bar Abba. Rishon Lechalek Hoyu. That's why we brought in this whole story. The Mishnah said, Shloi Shokh Lechakas. Ain Rishon Lechalek. If you want to bench, you have to bench together. You have to start with a Zimun. Here, they were benching over because they held like Rav that if you forgot to say Ritzei, you have to bench over again. So if you have to bench over again, why don't you have to do Zimun over again? So we see a Chiddush from this Gemara that there's one exception to the rule of Shloi Shokh Lechakas and Rishon Lechalek if they made a Zimun and because of a halacha they had to bench over. Yes, you have to bench over, but they did not have to call Rabbi Chanan Bar Abba for a Zimun because they already were Yotzei Zimun before the benching that had to be repeated. There's no reason to make the Zimun again. Here you are allowed to remain split up, and therefore they did not call him back for Zimun. But the story does not end as we continue on Daf Ayin Vav Amid Beis, that, as the Pnei Moshe explains, Chanan Bar Abba challenged them. Lo Omar Kain Rabba B'Shem Rav Chuna. Didn't Rabba say the following in the name of Rav Chuna? Or some say Rabbi Yirmiya Matuba B'Shem Rav. Some say that Rabbi Yirmiya said in the name of Rav, that Shachav Lehisker Shal Shabbos, if a person forgot and he didn't mention Ritzei, he doesn't go back to the beginning. Oymer, he says, Asher Nasa Menucha Lama Yisrael. Hashem gave Menucha. In fact, the full Lashon, which are found in some Sidurim, is Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam Shenasen Shabbos is Lemnucha LaAma Yisrael BiAva LaOis LaBris Baruch Atah Hashem Mekadesh HaShabbos. So Rav, the same Rav who says you have to be Chozer Mirayish, but he gave an Eitzah that you could say this special bracha. So why did you bench over? Because you're like Rav. Rav himself said an Eitzah of Asher Nasen Menucha. Why didn't you do that Eitzah? So they answered him, Cain, which really is, in the Bavli would be the word Khan, Kishi Siadaitai. Here it's speaking about a case of Hesach Hadas. The Cain, Khan, Bishalaihi Siadaitai, where there was no Hesach Hadas. So we're going to go here with the Pnei Moshe. The Pnei Moshe says that sometimes this is a good Eitzah to say this special Tfilah, Baruch Atah Hashem, if you forgot, Ritzei, Asher Nasa Menuchla Amma Yisrael, with the full text that we mentioned before. When is that? If you did not yet start HaToiv Amet of the fourth bracha. You finished the first three brachas. You said, Boyin Yerushalayim Amen. And at that point, you remembered, oi, I didn't say Ritzei. But you had not yet started HaToiv Amet. That's considered that you were not Masiach Das. You are still connected to the part of benching where the Ritzei is normally said. So then you say this special bracha of Hashanas Menuchel Am Yisrael. But that's a case of Lai Siyadaitai. And when do we have to say Chayzul Reish? That is, if you already started at Toiv HaMeitiv, so then you've already gone to the fourth bracha. You've already removed yourself from the part of benching where the Ritzei is normally said. Then it doesn't help to say Hashanas Menuchel. In fact, you have to go back Chayzul Reish. So Rav said, if you forgot Ritzei, Chayzul Reish. He also said that you have the Ashkenazim Menuchas, and the answer is it depends when you remembered. If you remembered right after Bar Yerushalayim Amen, then you could say the special bracha of Ashkenazim Menucha. But if you started at Toivah Meitiv, that's already a Sich Das, then you have to go back to the beginning of benching. The Charedim learns differently. The Charedim learns that if you finished all four brachas, and Behem is what we said before from the Pnei Moshe, that the line that changes the halacha is Hatoiv Ameitiv. That's the Bavli. The Bavli says that. It depends if you started Hatoiv Ameitiv or you didn't start Hatoiv Ameitiv. The Charedim apparently does not see that mentioned at all in the Gemara Hatoiv Ameitiv. So the Charedim learns that the Rishami is arguing on the Bavli. According to the Pnei Moshe, the Bavli and the Rishami are saying the identical same thing. It's totally an Hatoiv Ameitiv. According to the Charedim, since Hatoiv Ameitiv is not mentioned in the Gemara, so therefore, in the place where Ashkenazim Menucha works, it's speaking about you said all four brachas, including Hatoiv Ameitiv, but right after you finished Hatoiv Ameitiv, you remembered you didn't say Ritzei. So you're connected to benching. You can go back. And then you can say the special bracha of Ashkenazim Menucha, Lam Yisrael. But if you went past the fourth bracha and you already took your mind off benching and you were thinking about other things, so then you have to go back to the beginning of benching. So learns the Charedim, making it a machloikis, Bavli and Yerushalmi. Tani, we learned in a Tosefta. Asor b'nei Adam Shorei Malach Maderech. 10 people were walking on the way. Afo pishakul noichul mikikar echad. Even though all 10 are eating from one loaf of bread, kol echad v'echad v'varach la'atzma. Each one makes his own bracha. This could refer both to the bracha Rishayna of Hamoitzi, and it could refer to the bracha of Achorayna of benching, of Zimun. And we know that if there is a kvias, then one person can be mitzi the other with a bracha. In the times of Chazal, the Zimun was led by one person. And he, Shemei Koine, he was mitzi everybody else. But that's only if there's a kvias. Says the Pnei Moshe, Kolecha ve'achem v'vorach la'atzmai, around 15 lines down in the Pnei Moshe, She'ein kan kvias, She'ei'echem v'vorach l'kulam, Ad she'yeshu l'echol b'yachad, until they sit down together. That's what the next din is in the Gemara. Yashu v'vorach l'v, they sat and they ate. Afal pishko lecha v'echad oichol mekikar atzma, even though each one is eating from his own loaf. And yet, echem v'vorach l'v, they call him one, can be moitzi the others. And the Meforashim say it says Yashru V'Ochlu. So that's in the past tense. They already sat and they ate. So this would be Nageya to Zimun. Because one din is taller in the other. If I can be Moitzi with the Bracha Rishayna, there's a Kvias, which the Charedim points out, we learned before in the times of Chazal, was through a Seba, by reclining at a table. Each one had his own small table with food on it, and he was reclining. That's a kvias. But our Gemara doesn't speak about a sebu. However, the Charedim says that he skimu kulon tchila leishev kesebu dami, that if all of them agree we're going to sit together and eat together, then they do not require haseba. So that's why the Gemara says yashru v'achlu. That's also a kvias. But if they're walking, there's no kvias. So the bracha rishayna one cannot make for everybody. Everybody has to make his own bracha rishayna. And if they ate, each one would have to make a separate benching. They're not a group eating together. But if Yashru V'Yachlu, even though they were eating each from their own loaf, but there's still a kvias, because it's speaking about a case, as the Charedim says, that they made up, we're going to sit in a certain place. So that's considered a kvias, even if they're not reclining, because they made up to eat as a group. And then one can be moitzi the others with zimun, with benching. And the Gemara concludes, Rabbi Yirmiyah Zamelech Harebe Pundika. Rabbi Yirmiyah was making a zimun and leading the zimun for his friends in a hotel. So the Charedim says, Chasr min Asvarim, right before the Mishnah on the left side. The end of the story is missing. What happened there in the hotel? Our Gemara doesn't say. The Pnei Moshe says, that's the end of the story. The Gemara is just bringing this to validate that this was the minig of Rabbi Yirmiyah, like the Tosefta. Let's see the Pnei Moshe, the last one before the Mishnah. Zamel lechavir bepundik klaimer. Shehayo haylech baderech im chaverev. He was going on the way. V'lei zimun aleh. He did not do zimun for them. He did not use Shemea Ka'ina and Bimoitzi then with the Zimun, Achi Gilapundik Echot, until they came to a hotel, an inn, the Yashvu Lechel B'Yachad, and they sat down together to eat together. They made up, we're going to eat in that Pundik. Azimun Aleyem, Ukahai de Taninam B'Taisefta, like we learned in the Taisefta. So according to the Bnei Moshe, there's nothing missing here in the story, like the Charedim says. This is the full story, that he would only make the Zimun and lead the Zimun if they made up, let's go to the inn and sit down there as a group, and then I'll be moitzi all of you. This brings us to the end of Halacha Dalid, and Mirtz Hashem, in the next year, we will learn the next Mishnah, Halacha Hey, until the end of the seventh Perek in one Daf, until the end of Perek Shloisha She'achlu.